And welcome back. Thanks for taking the time. Hope you're enjoying your day. Basketball and hockey highlights the second half of the show. Vic Razzo coming up. Akil Thomas still to come. The Niagara Sports Report is brought to you by AOS, Advanced Office Solutions, and the AOS group of companies, from print to managed print, IT, business phone systems, cell phone fleet management, AV boardroom equipment, office supplies. Advanced Office Solutions has you covered. Visit AOSgroup.ca or call toll-free 1-875-535-5756. We're just over a month away from tip to the Niagara River Lions 2024 season. He's a busy man when it comes to not only the River Lions, but basketball in general. Head coach and general manager of the River Lions, Vic Razzo. Welcome back to the NSR Niagara Sports Report.
Hey, Rod. It's great to be back. This is the most exciting time of the year.
Absolutely. I love it. Before we get to the River Lions, have to ask about your first full season at Ridley College, not only as director of basketball, but also head coach of their prep team. How was it?
It was amazing. I absolutely love it here. I really, really enjoy this level and coaching at this level. And, you know, my philosophies on development really match Ridley's philosophies on development and what boarding schools like Ridley do allow young people to grow into who they can become. And the way I kind of coach does the same. So I've absolutely loved every second of it. It's been really good.
And the growth of basketball in this country, you're seeing it firsthand now at a grassroots level, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. And it's, I was out of the grassroots level for probably 5-6 years. But, even last year, I coached high school just to stay sharp in terms of coaching. But now seeing it here, the talent is immense. It's better than, you know, I've ever seen it before. The way we're producing basketball talent is really cool. The way it's all structured is changed dramatically over the last 10 to 15 years in terms of prep schools versus high schools. And we got lots of work to do at this level to actually develop players for, you know, the things that are most important in basketball: how to compete, how to win, how to be 1 of 5. There is a trend now that exists of becoming incredibly skilled, which is definitely valuable to certain aspects of the game. But we got to do a really good job of teaching young kids how to play the game. So, you know, that's what I try to make sure we do here at Ridley is teach them how to play the game and how to win on your worst days and all those kind of things. But let me tell you, the future of basketball is in Canada is really bright in terms of the talent that we have at this age group.
Great to hear on so many levels there. All right, to the Niagara River Lions, the pieces are back in place, the U Sports, and for the first time ever, Canadian College Draft was held. Great to see so many returnees in Khalil Ahmad, AJ Davis, Javon Blair, TJ Lal, Eddie Echior, and Kimball McKenzie, but also some new faces. Can you take the listeners through the newcomers to the River Lions this season?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited that we got to keep all of those guys. You know, for us here, it's the biggest thing that we can do is get guys to care about the region as much as the region cares about the River Lions. And we have that in our six guys who are coming back this year. So to have that in such a short season, it kind of speaks to the work we've done over the past 5-6 years. So I'm really excited about the guys who are coming back, the new guys, some familiar faces. We can start with Nathan Kao, because Nathan has played really well against the River Lions in his last 2 years with Montreal in the game that we beat Montreal last year to clinch the number one overall seed in the regular season. Nathan, I think, had 6 or 7 threes. He's just a tough, tough basketball player. He's the most improved probably player I've seen in the CBL over the last 2 years. He can shoot it. He's really tough to cover in the post. He moves like a guard, but he's also got the size of a four-man. He's got long arms. He's a good kid. I'm really excited about Nathan. I never thought that Nathan would be the kind of player I'd be able to take away from Montreal, considering he is a Montreal native, but very happy to have him. Next, we've got Elijah Lufile, and Elijah played for both Calgary. He played for Brampton in the BCLAs. He played for Calgary last year, and then he finished the season with Scarborough. And Elijah he gets paid to rebound, and you know, there's a lot that's being added to his game watching him overseas right now. I'm really happy with how much he's improved. And a lot of that has come with him just identifying that he is a special talent on the boards. He had 9 rebounds against us in our semifinal game against Scarborough last year. He's currently averaging over 10 rebounds a game in Finland, and he's bought into the fact that that's what gets him paid. And as a result, you know, he knows himself more now and his game is growing. So I'm very excited about him. The last one who I think fans are going to really like is Aaron Ray. Aaron Ray is quite a unique basketball player. And I had known his name, but watching him play against TJ and Kimball this year over in the British BBL, I was starting to be like, oh my gosh, Aaron Ray is a good basketball player. And then the more and more I watched, I was just convinced that, you know, regardless Canadian, American, British, whatever nationality he was, I needed him on our basketball team because he can impact the game in as many ways as the game is played. He can win you a basketball game. So, you know, he will be new to the CBL. And I know I'm very excited for him to be added to our team. And for the fans in Niagara to get to see these 3 new guys, along with our 6 returners, and our 7th being Jordan Chuente, who, you know, as a youth sports player, they have to be new every year. But having Dino back is a big deal for us.
That's right. Jordan Chuente from Brock. You got Lucas Silas from Queens and Jerry Jr. Mercury from Mohawk College. First ever college player as part of the CEBL. Very cool story. Mercury is a Hamilton native, Vic. I got to ask you. Is he someone you knew before or someone you've had your radar on in the past?
You know what? The thing with Jerry, Jerry's actually from Scarborough, but because I'm from Hamilton, you know, I've got connections to the Mohawk College coaching staff. And for the last 2 years, actually a former River Lions coach is one of the coaches there. And for the last 2 years, they've been telling me about Jerry. So I saw him play this year and I was kind of blown away. I was like, oh, Jerry's a very good basketball player, you know, and then you start to put together pieces. Basketball in our country is tied to academics. And, you know, that's not the case in the rest of the world, really. Mm-hmm. So a guy like Jerry is playing in the OCAA, which we automatically, you know, we can't draft from that pool until this year. And now this year, I was able to look at a player like Jerry, regardless of his academic standing, and be able to draft him to the CBL, which is really cool. And I give big kudos to the CBL for allowing us to do that. But Jerry is a heck of a basketball player. I'm really excited for him to come into training camp and be in this environment. You know, he's going to be in a very competitive spot, but I think he can do it. And yeah, I'm quite excited about him.
Yeah, very cool story there, and very interested in seeing Jerry play at the Meridian Center. All right, Vic, you're always there. Come the end of the regular season, playoffs, what is the key in your mind to take the Niagara River Lions to the promised land and a Canadian Elite Basketball League championship?
You know, it's a funny one because we've had years where I think that we didn't, you know, do great from a coaching perspective, organization perspective, and we've made it quite far. We've had years like last year where I thought everything was great and we didn't play well in that game. I think the biggest thing for us is going to be, you know, taking it one moment at a time. And, you know, we've got a really good group. We've got a group that is capable of winning every single game they play in. But we just need to hold ourselves to the standard that we want to be at, which is a championship standard all the time. And then when the time comes to play in those elimination games, just rely on the fact that we've been there before, address some of the issues that we've had in those moments. But just not stress it, really. Like, we do a good job as a team. We do a good job as an organization. I'm going to try to win a championship with this group as hard as I've tried to win a championship with any other group. But we're not going to put too much pressure on ourselves because ultimately, you know, I trust in the guys. I trust in how we do things. And I think we do things properly, and our time will come. And I hope that time is this year, but if not, we're going to have the same outlook next year too. So that's how I've kind of grown to think about it.
Building relationships, character, and culture all go hand in hand in championship teams. All right, Vic, very quickly, the NBA playoffs are here. Your pick from the East, your pick from the West, and your pick to win it all is, and I know it's early, but you got to let me know who you think.
I'm going Boston from the East, not overly creative there. I'm going to, oh, this is a tough one in the West because my brain tells me Denver, my heart tells me Shea and OKC.
Yeah.
My favorite player is Luka. So I'm gonna go with Luka in Dallas this year to win the NBA championship, win the Western Conference, and beat Boston in the NBA championship.
There you have it. Niagara River Lions head coach and general manager Vic Rizzo, looking forward to seeing you inside the Lions Den at Meridian Center. Tickets for River Lions basketball are on sale now. If you haven't seen it, folks, it is second to none. Get inside and hear the roar inside the Lions Den. Thanks for joining us on the NSR Niagara Sports Report today, Vic Rizzo.
Thanks a lot for having me, Rod. Appreciate it.
And tickets for River Lions basketball are on sale now. Visit riverlions.ca. All right, we're off to the Golden State next, California, and hockey with Akil Thomas coming up.